Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们, 大家早上好。
Yeah, we're continuing with our series of lectures, which we originally titled Preaching is the Essence.
那今天早上我们继续我们的系列讲课, 最初我们的主题叫做传播是精髓。
And now we're kind of focusing more on the first aphorism of books are the basis.
我们说有四句格言, 那么这段时间我们的注意力放在了第一句, 就是书籍是基础。
And to do that, we're interviewing various devotees in the China Yatra.
在这个系列课程当中呢, 我们陆陆续续有采访到中国区不同地方的奉献者。
So today we are interviewing Manjukeshi Mataji.
今天我们很荣幸能够来采访Manjukeshi Mataji.
I think most devotees around the Yatra know her.
可能中国Yatra大部分的奉献者都认识她吧。
But she's been a leader there in Harbin for many long years.
Manjukeshi Mataji 在哈尔滨, 做当地的管理已经有很多年了。
And now, more recently, she has joined the EC as a devotee, we can say, in training, and who will eventually become an active EC member.
那近期 Manjukeshi Mataji 也进入了我们中国管理团队 EC， 也就是执行委员会， 成为执行委员会中一名在接受培训的 奉献者， 希望日后呢， 他也能够 更多的参与 这一方面的服务。
So we're very happy to have her with us today.
今天很高兴能够邀请到 Manjukeshi Mataji.
So welcome.
欢迎。
非常荣幸能接受咕噜的采访。 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So to begin with, if you could please tell us how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness.
首先 Manjukeshi Mataji, 你可不可以跟我们介绍一下 你最初是怎么样进入Krishna之觉的？
我进入Krishna之觉是由于我母亲的原因， 因为我儿子出生了， 所以呢， 母亲就来我家里照顾我， 帮助我照顾儿子， 照顾孩子， 那自然他的书就跟着他一起来了。 但是呢， 那个时候我在学佛， 我每天念， 佛号， 然后呢， 每天看 佛经，讲佛经的视频。您需要翻译吗？
Mataji， 您讲到您觉得是一个完整的意思的时候， 你可以停下来。那就这些吧。I was introduced by my mother because she was practicing Krishna consciousness. It was after I gave birth to my son, my mother came to my house to help me take care of my son. At that time, I was still practicing Buddhism, chanting Buddha's name every day and watching the some videos about Buddhism, Buddhist scriptures.
What year was that?
那是哪一年的事情？
那是2006年年末。
That's the end of 2006.
Okay.
然后呢, 那个是我母亲从来她不干涉我, 而且很支持我。 有的时候我看讲经的视频的时候, 她也会跟我一起看。 然后, 我有困难了, 有的时候用 Krishna 直觉的道理讲，有的时候用佛经的道理讲，所以在他那里好像没有什么派别的概念，在我看来。
Something I missed was that she said my mother came with her book, and when I was practicing Buddhism, I was hearing the Buddhist lectures. My mother was not against that. Instead, she was supportive. Whenever I had some questions or difficulties, she would help me out with some Buddhist principles and sometimes Krishna conscious principles. She's not a sectarian.
Okay.
然后我的母亲跟我在一起这段时间里，我就感觉她身上发生了很多变化，跟以前不太一样了。她呢，以前是一个很简单的人，但是现在她开始对很多事情有了自己的看法，有了自己的观点，所以感觉上去就发生了很多变化。
When my mother came to my house. And stayed with us, I saw there are some changes taking place, which was not like what she was before. She seemed to have more independent thoughts, have his own, her own opinions on something.
而且会发现，似乎有一个力量总是在维护着他。比如有的时候，你明明觉得他在是一个他很欠考虑的一件事儿，这样他考虑的并不是很周全，但是你会发现他考虑的不周全，但是机缘巧合这件事情却被他弄得很完美，而你觉得自己考虑的很周全，又恰当又妥当，结果却跟自己想的却不一样，所以就会隐隐的觉得就好像有一种力量在照顾着他。
And many things happened.And it made me feel that there was always something that is protecting her. She seemed to be always under protection because there are cases when I feel that she was not so thoughtful. She didn't thought the thing through. But somehow or other, the result came out great or even perfect.For me, I may be very thoughtful. I thought I already thought all the details, but as a result, they did not turn out good. And so I feel that she has always been protected.
Tell us more.
然后在2007年年底，有一天我母亲呢接受了咕噜的一次启迪。然后那个时候是在网上进行的启迪，然后当时我也没太在意，但是也不知怎么的，就自从启迪之后，我就突然开始对 Krishna 直觉感兴趣了，对 Krishna 直觉的经典开始感兴趣，然后有一天我就一口气把这薄伽梵歌读完了，然后当时呢，虽然只读的一文，但是感觉非常受吸引，然后从那以后就开始念诵圣名了。
您说是母亲2007年接受启迪之后，
对，然后我开始对 Krishna 直接感兴趣。
Madhuji said I became more interested in Bhagavad Gita in Krishna consciousness after my mother got initiation online by the end of 2007. I began to take up Krishna conscious books, especially Bhagavad Gita.I read through all the verses at one go, although I didn't read the purpose yet, but I was already attracted.
So then this was, you received the Bhagavad Gita from your mother then?
那也就是薄伽梵歌您是从您母亲那里接受的是吧？
对，是的，这是她的书。
Yes, that's her book.
Oh, okay, so that was 2006 or 2007?
那是，也就是06年你已经见到薄伽梵歌了，只是07年妈妈启迪之后你才开始看的，对吧？
对，是的，所以我感
嗯。
觉跟这个母亲的启迪似乎有很大的关系。她启迪我这边，立刻就对 Krishna 感兴趣了，我就是这样感觉的。
I came in contact with the book since 2006, but it was until 2007, after my mother got initiation, that I began to become interested in reading Krishna consciousness books.
Okay, so you said that you read all the verses at a go, and then later you started to read the purports. So when you first started reading the Bhagavad Gita, was there a particular verse or a phrase or a purport or even a philosophical point that impressed you the most? Was there something that really stood out for you and it was really quite impacting?
您刚刚说了，您读《般若波罗蜜多》第一次是一口气把译文部分读完的。那么在读的过程当中，有没有哪个诗节，或者说哪句话、哪一个词，哪怕是某一个哲学点，让您印象特别深的？
就是我印象特别深是什么呢？就是他的整体的这样一个有神论的思想吸引了我。就是因为轮回、因果这些概念以前，我们都是非常熟悉的。但是《薄伽梵歌》它讲的是这个神的概念，也是关于神的内容。这个在以前就从来没有涉猎过，而且在 Krishna 的书里呢。Krishna 他以世界的主宰的这个身份，直接告诉我们说：“你要臣服于我，你要服务于我，你不是控制者，你不是行为者。”那这种感觉就是会感觉非常震撼。
I was attracted by the idea that there is a God. I was not the principle of karma was not new to me, but the idea that there is God, and that's what struck me most. In reading that, I heard Krishna's claimed as a supreme controller, that you are not the controller, you are not the doer, and you have to surrender to me, you have to serve me.
Oh, so that was something new. You had not heard that before in Buddhism.
那关于这一点，关于神的一个概念，还有Krishna 说我是控制者之类，这一部分是对你来说是比较新的知识。之前在佛教里面是没有听到过的，对吗？
对，对，是
嗯。
的，佛教里是没有关于神的知识的。
There is no knowledge about God in Buddhism.
然后在另一方面呢，这个有神论的理论，它呢把道德提高到了一个更高的层面，就是为神做服务。那道德在这本书里，它就不再仅仅限于做一个好人、不杀生、忍辱、看破、放下，而是呈现出一种更积极的、更高层面的心态。
In this book, I found that the principles of morality, is brought to a higher level. It's beyond just being a good person to follow non-violence principle, to be tolerant, to let go or seeing things through. It's far beyond all these moral principles.
而且神的概念在我脑子里成型之后呢，我就发现佛法里的有很多不能透彻理解的东西，这个时候就变得豁然开朗了。所以呢，通过这本书，我确信了这个世界有神的存在。
As I gradually read and accept the concept of God, and as I developed more God consciousness, something I used to read in Buddhist scriptures, something that I didn't really understood became so clear to me, and this book convinced me that there is God.
Okay. So your mind didn't rebel against the concept, because the way that people grow up and the way they're taught and everything like that, and you know what's going on around them, sometimes prejudices them against the conception of God as a person. They'll more often than not be inclined towards accepting some impersonal notion of the absolute truth.
那我们知道，就是中国人生活的环境、成长的环境，还有接受的教育以及周边环境，都是无神论的，而且人们对于神是有带有偏见的，尤其是人格性的神。即便是有一些虔诚心的人，也顶多是接受这个就是造物主这个非人格的一个形象。那在你读到有关神《博伽梵歌》当中讲到神的概念，讲到人格性的神的时候，你的心里面有没有一种反抗，或者说不一样的想法，有一些抗争呢？
没有，在这方面完全没有。而且我一旦确信有神之后，我就特别想知道神如果他作为一个人来到这个世界之后，他会怎么做事情，他怎么做儿子做丈夫，他怎么做事儿，他怎么说话，怎么和人打交道，所以对这方面很感兴趣。
No, I was not rebellious in my mind until I was convinced there was God after reading this book. And after I was convinced God is there, I became eager to understand when God comes to this world as a person, how he behaves, how he speaks, and how he acts as a son, and how he acts as a husband. I want to know more, and how he deals with people, how he deals with things.
Okay. Wonderful. So after you started to read the Bhagavad Gita, then in what ways did Srila Prabhupada's books impact your life for the better? What changes then took place?
您读了圣普拉普拉的书籍，读了《博伽梵歌》之后，《博伽梵歌》的内容或者圣普拉普拉的其他书是怎样改变您的生活的呢？
读了《博伽梵歌》之后，我觉得我的人生就好像是一个翻天覆地的变化，就是一个180度的变化。原来呢是一个对这个世界是一个看明白了，明白这里不可能能给我带来快乐，然后通过
Hare Krishna
Manju Krishna Daji。
Hare Krishna，
抱歉 Madhaji， 您能不能再从头说一下，刚刚可能信号不好没听到。
现在能听到我说话了吗？
可以了，现在很清楚。您说发生了翻天覆地的变化。
发生了翻天覆地的变化，那就是说以前呢就是看透了这个世界，我不可能在这个世界里得到真正的我想要的那种快乐，但是学佛之后呢，它让我感觉到平和了一些，痛苦不那么多了，但是仍然找不到自己想要的那个目标方向。但是这个读了《博伽梵歌》之后，就一下子找到了这个方向，找到了自己的那个目标，就是这样。
After reading Srila Prabhupada's books, especially Bhagavad Gita, tremendous changes have taken place in my life. Actually, even before I practiced Buddhism, I already already realized that there was no real happiness in this material world. By practicing Buddhism, I felt some peace. And I didn't feel so miserable as I felt before, but still I felt aimless. It was not until I read Bhagavad Gita that I found my goal in life. I become clear about the goal of life.
Okay. And maybe you'd like to speak a little bit about what your occupation is and, you know, how you've been able to continue to perform your occupation and at the same time practice Krishna consciousness.
那Manju Krishna, 您可不可以告诉我们一下您从事的是什么职业,您是怎么样 做到同时能够兼顾好你的职业,又能够好好的修习 Krishna 之觉的呢?
And of course, we know, we have a family and everything. You know, devotees always kind of wonder, you know, how does one balance this? How does one balance occupation and family and children and, you know, the practice of Krishna consciousness? How is that done in the most effective way?
因为奉献者们也经常会问到这个问题说, 怎么样去平衡好工作、家庭, 照顾好家庭还有孩子, 同时又要休息Krishna之觉, 怎样做才是最有效的, 怎样做才能平衡好?
我在医院里工作, 是一名医生, 但是我们知道要灵修是需要一个安静的环境的, 在医院里只一宿班是没法睡觉的,会很影响, 而且孩子各方面照顾不好, 所以我就换了一下工作, 去做治疗师的工作, 这样就不用去值夜班了。
I was a doctor. I used to work in a hospital. Because to practice Krishna consciousness, we need my regulated lifestyle. By working in the hospital, it entails me sometimes having to do night shift. In that way, I could not practice properly, nor could I take care of my son properly. So later on, I changed the job. I'm working as a healer.
然后另外呢就是在事业方面我就维持在最低的一个限度，比如说像晋级啊需要去做科研呢，这方面我就放弃了，我只要能维持我的基本工资，进到中级我就停下来了，就不再去在工作上面去做更多的努力了。
So to keep a balance in my career, I just do what is required and do some of my basic duties well. And for some further research, for academic research, I don't want to go that far. So I just keep the minimum.
Okay.
而且我们知道你给患者做好治疗，这跟你晋级其实并没有太大的关系，而晋级会消耗你特别多的精力。另外在照顾孩子方面呢，我就是说只能说抓重点了，把孩子照顾好，工作有维持住，那有一些细节我就得放弃了，比如说屋子里很乱，我就得忍受着点了，然后。 怎么说呢，还有母亲，还有婆婆的帮助，另外一个最重要的就是你会发现，Krishna会帮助你，Krishna会安排。Because
my main job is to give treatment to patients. So going deep into academic research and to get more, to get higher qualification, academic qualification, that is not so relevant. So I give up pursuit on that, that aspect. So, and because that's also energy consuming, I use that energy in taking care of my child. And sometimes it also takes effort and energy and time. So I have to compromise in terms of cleaning the house, always keeping the house in perfect cleanliness. And also I get a lot of help from my mother, my mother-in-law. And most importantly, I can feel that throughout the whole, along the way, Krishna is always giving help.
Okay, fine. So for the newer devotees who might not know, what services have you performed through the years? I mean, your mother introduced you, you started reading Bhagavad Gita, you felt a transformation. And so that obviously motivated you to want to render devotional service. So, you know, from the beginning until now, what services have you performed?
您刚刚说到了是您母亲把博迦梵歌介绍给了您，然后您读了以后也发觉得生活发生了翻天覆地的转变，这就给了您动力去做更多的奉爱服务。那么可能有一些新一点的奉献者还不知道，这么多年您都做过一些什么样的奉爱服务，所以您可不可以跟我们简单介绍一下这些年您都主要做着什么样的服务？
就是因为在灵性导师的，在月亮爬步的这个他的要求下呢，或者是说怎么说呢？在他的安排下呢，我就做了这个哈尔滨地区的一个联络人的服务。然后呢，在这个尼辛哈马哈拉扎的帮助下呢，我们成立了一个小组，就租了一个场地啊，作为联谊的中心。我和我母亲哈啊，还有其他奉献者的帮助，我们租了一个场地。然后最初我们只有四个人，啊，逐渐的，就人就越来越多了，后来呢就有30多个人，然后我们，做很多服务啊，包括接待呀，然后，总之吧，各种各样的服务吧，一时还有点想不起来了。
Chandra Shikhar Prabhu engaged me in being the coordinator in Harbin, and with the help encouragement of Narsimha Maharaj, we built up our local group. And my mother and I, and also with the help of some local devotees, we rented a place as a center for devotees to associate regularly. We started with a group of 4. Later on, it expanded to over 30 devotees. Then we started to receive visiting devotees and all other service needed.
Okay, so of all of those services, from the beginning until now, is there a particular service that has been your favorite?
从开始到现在，您从事了各种各样的方案服务，在这些方案服务当中，有哪一项是您自己最喜欢的呢？
我最最喜欢的就是唱诵圣名，从见到咕噜的一刻起啊，我就是对唱诵圣名特别特别感兴趣，而且我总觉得每次联谊唱诵的时间都太短，所以启迪的时候我也不是启迪的时候。我跟姑姑说我要建乐队，然后隔几年我还说要建乐队，但是到现在我的乐队也没建成，所以我的这个心愿一直没有得到满足。
My favorite service is in the holy name. I was attracted by the holy names. Even for the first time, I met my Guru Maharaj, and I even told him later on that my desire is to build up a kirtan band, but it's not realized now. Even until now, it's still not realized. Every time we associate, in our regular association, I feel that the time for kirtan is too short.
Oh, so chanting the holy name is your favorite service.
对，唱诵圣名是您最喜欢的奉爱服务，对吗？
是的。
And also,
yes.
I guess, chanting it, but also not just chanting for yourself, but chanting for others. So your desire to have that kirtan group was to also do outreach, I think, and to attract more people like yourselves to the to the bliss of chanting Hare Krishna.
我想你说你最喜欢的是唱诵圣名，那我理解的是你肯定不是只是你的兴趣不光是为你自己而唱，你谈到的想要建一个 kirtan 乐队，也是想去一起去唱诵圣名，做更多的对外传播的活动，让更多的人听到圣名，是这样吗？
对呀、啊，是的，是的，就是特别希望很多人在一起唱诵，通过这个来传播 Krishna 之觉。
Yes, I hope. More and more people can chant the holy names together. In this way, Krishna consciousness can be spread out.
Okay, wonderful. So just as you were introduced to Krishna consciousness by studying Prabhupada's books, I know at different times you've also been engaged in distributing those books to others. So can you maybe recount some of the ways that you've been involved in distributing Prabhupada's books through the years?
就像你说的，你自己因为读圣帕帕的《博伽梵歌》、圣帕帕的其他书，你的生命发生了变化。那这些年，你应该也有尝试过用不同的方式把圣帕帕的书籍派发给别人吧？你可不可以回想一下，你都有尝试过什么样的方法？
我派书的方法最主要的就是三种。第一种就是，由于我是组长嘛，就是在奉献者内部派发。那我们就是以批发价进来，书，然后呢也不加价，就是把运费加在里面，然后就转给奉献者，他们呢就去往外派。有的是赠送朋友，有的是出售，不管怎么样，这个由其他的奉献者去派，然后呢，第二种方法就是我呢，就是把这些书送给我的亲朋好友，我身边的朋友大概我也都送到了，第三种就是组织活动时候派发，那这种就是尤其是 Guru 的唱诵活动，像这种活动的时候派发。
I tried distribute Srila Prabhupada's books through three ways, because I am the local group leader. So I order books and give devotees at the retail price, just plus the shipping fee. Then encourage devotees to give to their friends or to sell. And the second way I try is to just give to all the friends I can think of. The third one is to distribute books in outreach programs, especially in Guru's outreach kirtan programs.
Okay, and of all those methods, is there one that's been the most successful in terms of in terms of the number of books that have been distributed?
那就派书量来看，这三种方式您觉得哪一种更有效一些？
我觉得三种方式差不多，因为这个奉献者出那个派发呢，因为我们就是不，我们没有加价嘛，就是能挣多少钱呢，都是他们的事儿哈，这样的话大家都很有积极性，然后对于亲朋好友来说呢，接受礼物，他们就是你给他们礼物，他们都是会接受的，不会拒绝的，所以拍的也挺好。然后组织活动就更是了，人们都挺喜欢的。不过呢，我觉得如果以后有机会的话，我觉得要是更有效的方法应该是合作派书。比如说，有的奉献者啊，他有人脉，有的人有亲和力啊，有的呢就愿意布施，有的就会讲，有的呢喜欢唱诵，这样大家合作，各取所长，我想这样派书会成功一些。会更成功一些。
The three methods I tried, I think they are more in terms of results, I think more or less the same. But I personally think to be more effective in the future, it would be better if we cooperate with devotees. Like some devotees are good at marketing, good at selling books. Some may be able to sponsor, to give donation, to buy books. Some devotees are good at giving lectures. Some are good at leading kirtan. So we can put our strength together, then that will be more effective.
Yeah, this brings up a really good point because we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spread Krishna consciousness through three means.
这一点其实提得特别好，因为我们知道 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他传播 Krishna 知觉也主要是通过三个途径。
Of course, through the holy name.
当然，他有通过圣名。
Mass Sankirtan, engaging many people.
通过大范围的 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名，运动让很多人都参与进来。
Mass distribution of prasadam.
大批量的派发 prasadam，
And also distribution of the philosophy.
当然还有哲学的派发传播。
So following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, and in fact following his instruction or his order, I've always been a very firm believer in packaging all three.
所以呢，我也在努力追随Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训令，他本人做出来的这个示范，我自己是深信不疑，我们把这三个元素整合起来会非常有效。
So if it's possible to have kirtan and to distribute books and distribute prasadam, it's like the complete package, and one gets a very, very hefty dose of Krishna consciousness.
将Kirtan 还有是 Lord Prabhupada 的书籍，还有 Prasadam 整合起来，这三样就是一个完美的套餐，完美的搭档。如果能整合起来给到人们的话，人们就能够一下子接受到一个等于说是大剂量的 Krishna 知觉的注入。
But the books are really important because whatever we may say to people, we may give a talk or may answer a question. Well, something sinks in, no doubt. But if somehow or another people purchase one of Prabhupada's books or gifted one of Prabhupada's books, well, then they have the greatest preacher, Srila Prabhupada, preaching to them, teaching them, just by the touch of that book, their lives can be transformed forever.
书籍真的很重要。我们可能会讲一节课，或者是回答一下别人的问题，这些都是能够给他们一些印象的，总有一些东西能够在他们心中留下来的。但是如果能够把一本书派到人们的手里面， 那等于是我们把最伟大的传教者圣 Prabhupada 送到他面前， Prabhupada 亲自再给他传教了。只要一个人哪怕是触碰到圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，他的生命就永远的发生了转变。
So oftentimes Prabhupada said that we should tax our brains how to distribute his books.
Prabhupada 经常说，你们要绞尽脑汁，想想怎么样把我的书派出去。
So all of us, should think about how to best do that.
所以我们每个人都应该想想，怎样才能够最佳的把 Prabhupada 的书派出去。
You know, some of us may be more proficient in one method than another.
可能我们的有的人更擅长，比别人更擅长一种派书的方法。
But if there's a strong desire, you know, then Krishna, he will give the intelligence by, you know, which we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.
如果我们有足够强烈的愿望的话，那么 Krishna 就会给我们足够的智信，让我们把 Prabhupada 的书派出去。
So, no doubt, you know, you've been involved with distributing the books, either yourself or through others. So, have you seen, practically, how, you know, those readers of Prabhupada's books, have their lives improved or transformed?
那不管怎样，你也算是直接或者间接的参与了派书的服务。那么您所了解的读了圣帕帕的书籍的人当中，他有没有人他读过之后他的生命得到了提升，或者是生活发生了转变，又是怎样转变的？
我感到我身边的奉献者都有很大的改变，都变化非常大。我只拿老奉献者来说吧。那就是说，中国的老一批奉献者，现在有很多已经七八十岁了，然后他们就跟其他宗教的老人比起来就。哦，您是说就是他跟他个人比起来有发生很大的变化是吧？这个确实身边真的每一个人都在发生巨大的变化。每年就是每一个人的面貌都会不同，跟以前不同。我最了解的还是我母亲。您翻译吧。
I can say that great changes that every devotee around me is going through great changes every year. Some early devotees in our yatra, they are already 70 to 80 years old. They are quite different from the old practitioners of other spiritual paths. And I can see this especially true in my mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And I guess these changes are they're ongoing. I guess, as you said, it's something you've been monitoring, I guess, for years, and you've seen it's continuous, and it just seems to kind of increase with each passing year.
那我想，圣帕帕的书籍，从你说的来看，帕帕的书籍对每个奉献者的影响，给每个奉献者带来的转变，其实它是持续不断的，对吧？你自己也，就是目睹着身边的奉献者，一年一年的在修习服务，它发生的转变，你会发现他们持续的都在发生着变化，对吗？
是的，每一年都会比之前要有所进步。人变得更快乐了，包括生活的 条件也比以前更好了，然后身体也比以前更好了，就是说，然后觉悟，有的人是在觉悟方面更提高了，有的人原来有病，现在身体更好了，有的人是原来经济很困难，现在很富裕了，都不相同，都各不相同。
I can see that devotees are making progress every year in every aspect, and maybe they improve, and their improvement can be seen in different aspects. Many devotees become happier than before. They become happier year by year, and also for some their material life, their living standards.Improved some improved their health, and some has more get more realization than before.
Okay, great. And so you've been a devotee quite a long time now, from 2006 to the present. So it's 15 years. And certainly, given the environment in which, we practice Krishna consciousness there are always challenges. There's always challenges. So what has been your prime motivation to remain a devotee all these years and continue to practice Krishna consciousness and render devotional service despite, the challenges that, we all face there?
那么在当下这个环境当中来修习 Krishna 之觉，无疑会有很多的挑战。那你修习 Krishna 之觉，自从2006年开始到现在，也快接近有15年了。这些年可能也有遇到过一些挑战。那么是什么样的力量让您能够持续不断这么多年在稳定的修习 Krishna 之觉？同时又在热情地从事着奉爱服务，您主要的动力来自哪里呢？Hare Krishna.
Did you get it?
就是说在我灵修的过程中，我也有我自己的原则。首先我就是抓住三个重点，其他呢我就会作为次要的原则。这三个重点就是，一个是心中的 Krishna， 还有圣名，再有就是服务灵性导师和权威，这三个重点。然后呢，我再说我的原则。
In my practice, I have three main principles. I always prioritize these three primary principles. The first is to always listen to the Lord in my heart, Krishna. The second is to have faith in the holy names. The third one is to always serve the authority, follow the authorities, and serve the spiritual master.
然后我在服务灵性导师方面呢，有几个原则，一个就是不攀缘，就是咕噜让做什么服务就做什么服务，就满足于分内的职责，不会去争服务或者做什么特殊的服务，这个是我的一个原则。
In serving the spiritual master, so I also have my principles. The first one is.To never try to get some to get something, some opportunities or do something that are really hard. I just do what is within my responsibility, within my duty.
第二个原则就是积阴德叫哈，中国人这个积阴德这个词中国人都特别熟，每个人都熟，但是这个意思呢就是说如果你做一件善事哈，你不去宣扬，在背后默默的做，就会积累起功德， 如果你四处宣扬炫耀的话，那这个服务的功德就被别人的赞美给消耗掉了。所以呢，就是也就是说我们要给 Krishna 做服务，不要给假我做服务。所以就多去做没人看到的在背后的这样的这样的话，一个人就会进步的非常快。
The second principle is to do services without letting others know, means to because in trans culture we know that it's part of trans culture. If we do something good without letting others know, then the credit will accumulate. If we do something good, then we broadcast it to others. We let everybody know. We boast to everybody. Then the credit will be consumed. If we remain unknown, well, at the same time, we are trying our best to do whatever is good for others, then the credit will accumulate. So in serving Krishna, we have to always, I remind myself that my principle is to always serve Krishna, not to serve the false ego. Try to discipline myself by always doing something without letting others know. In this way, I believe in this way, I can make quick advancement.
那第三个就是遵从权威，一个服务呢，不管自己觉得多好，那权威不让做就不做；如果自己觉得不爱做的服务呢，权威让做就做。所以，做服务就尽量不去理会自己是否喜欢。
The third principle I'm trying to follow is to always follow the authority, not just follow my personal likes or dislikes. If I like to do something but the authorities do not like, I will give it up. If I don't like something but the authorities encourage me to do that, I will follow.
如果在服务过程中某一个人或者某一件事儿导致自己触发了自己极大的烦恼，那这个就是最难面对的一件事儿了。因为每个人他的内心都有一个自己看不到的那部分又没有办法跨越的这部分，这个就是最难面对的。就是所以烦恼出现的时候，我们就看不着自己错在哪儿，也不知道自己怎么能做得更好，而对方的错就似乎是显而易见的，特别明显。但是呢，这个难度一旦跨越过去了，自己的收获也就是最大的时候，也就是自己收获最大的时候。所以在这方面啊，在如何面对自己烦恼的这方面啊，如何将烦恼转化成觉悟，这个 Satyadeva Prabhu 的临在当下的课给了我很大的帮助。就这些。
The challenge is sometimes the challenge is to be aware, to identify my own shortcomings, my own mistake when I feel that something confused me or somebody bring unhappiness or suffering to me. And whenever such things happen, it's very easy to say what is wrong with the other person. It's a challenge. It's very hard to say what is happening in my heart. In this respect, I find Satyadeva Prabhu's series of lectures living in the present really helped me a lot. I find that as long as I can identify my own mistake, I can always make a huge progress.
然后我一直按这些原则在做服务，然后像到现在接触归纳知觉有十年了，然后我才发现呢，最近吧，在最近一年，我的 这个内心呢，才开始有一点点爱了，开始愿意去照顾周围的人了，包括老奉献者们，还有家人，还有身边的每一个人，这种感觉特别好，而且我也觉得这种感觉来之不易。
These are the principles I'm trying to follow when I'm practicing Krishna consciousness. I have been practicing for over 10 years, but it was not until this year, over the last year, that I began to feel that there's some love in my heart. I began to have the desire to care for others, care for the senior people, for my family members. This feeling of love doesn't really come so easy for me.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
非常好，很
Thank you.
精彩。
Wonderful.
谢谢您的分享。
Well, finally, what message or advice would you like to give to particularly younger devotees on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and at the same time, retain the enthusiasm for distributing Prabhupada's books.
那最后想问您的一个问题是，你对奉献者们，尤其是更年轻一点的，刚休息不久的一些奉献者，有没有什么建议？怎样才能够在 Krishna 知觉的休息当中始终保持热情，同时又保持着热情去派发 Prabhupada 的书籍呢？
那我的建议就是，要慢慢的理解明白，明白到，服务的训示，服务圣人，是我们人生最重要的事儿，是最有价值的事儿。这个能给我们带来真正的利益。另外一个呢，就是在每次服务当中，都去以觉悟自我为核心。在每一个服务的时候，都去看看 Krishna 是怎么安排的，然后去分析一下 Krishna 的用意是什么，然后这样呢，我们在每次服务中就都会有收获，然后通过每一次服务都会离 Krishna 越来越近，就是这样。然后先说这些。
My advice is to try to gradually understand that serving Guru's instructions, serving the saintly persons, is the most important thing, most valuable thing in our life. And whatever service we do, we should do that service in the end, for the purpose of ourselves. For self-realization. And in each service, we should try to understand what's Krishna's desire, what's Krishna's arrangement in that particular service for me. As long as we do service with this consciousness, we can learn something from each service. And we through each service, we will come closer to Krishna.
然后这样，通过这些，我们就能坚持不断的稳定的服务。然后有一天，我们能具备了真正的慈悲之心、怜悯之心，并且愿意为他人受苦的时候，就可以去做更多的服务了。
In this way, we can constantly and steadily render devotional services until one day we develop a genuine compassion. Until one day we will be ready to suffer for the benefit of others, then we can do bigger services.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We want to offer our appreciation for having spent the time with us today.
特别感谢您，Manju Kishma 的经，感谢您能抽出来时间和我们做这么精彩的分享。
We also want to thank you for your service, which is ongoing to the yatra there in Dongbei, but it's now it seems to be expanding to the rest of the China mission.
感谢您这么多年，在服务着东北亚城。当然，这个服务也还在持续。目前看来，您的服务也在不断的，在延伸。现在，就是也有在参与一些全国性的服务。
Prabhupada did speak quite extensively and quite forcefully on the point that, you know, one should be steady in one's practice.
其实 Prabhupada 也多处有强调说，我们在我们的修习当中要保持稳定。
You know, he said that, what is the use if one's devotional service is just like a shooting star?
他说像一个人像流星一样做奉爱服务，这有什么用呢？
When a shooting star streaks across the sky, it looks very, very, significant.
当一颗流星划过天际的时候，看上去很宏伟，很绚丽。
All that light and all that speed.
那个速度，那个光灿。
It looks quite majestic when it streaks across the night sky.
当流星划过夜晚的天穹，看上去是特别美观、特别壮观的一幕。
But it comes and it goes.
可是它来得快，也去得快。
Quite quickly.
去得很快。
So hence we're looking for steadiness in devotional service, and Prabhupada said, if one is steady, then one will make advancement, continuously.
所以说，我们追求的是在奉爱服务当中的稳定。Prabhupada 说了，如果一个人能够有稳定的品质的话，他就能够在 Krishna 知觉当中持续的取得进步。
Naturally, if one is chanting, one's rounds with attention, without offense, and studying Prabhupada's books daily, of course, following principles, and also engaging in continuous devotional service, then there's no doubt that one is making steady advancement.
如果一个人，我们看到他在持续不断的、稳定的在遵守着四项规范原则，稳定的、规律的在专注的念诵，又在每天研习圣帕巴德的书籍，又在持续的做着某些奉爱服务，那我们就能够毫无疑问的去断定他在 Krishna 知觉当中是在进步着的。
And as one does that, naturally one feels, very satisfied in heart.
如果这么做下去的话，每个人自己也会感受到内心是很满足的。
This is what the soul is hankering for.
这正是灵魂所追求的。
So naturally one feels very, very blissful, very satisfied.
做的人本身也会感到无比的满足，无比的喜悦。
So Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, this is the impetus for one to continue.
Prabhupada 在奉爱的甘露当中也说了，感受到这种满足和喜悦之后，人就有了动力，会这种动力会激励他继续往前走。
And of course, as one feels very blissful, very satisfied at heart, then one feels gratitude.
当然，当一个人内心感到满足、感到喜悦的时候，他也就会更加的心存感恩。
One feels a deep sense of gratitude to Srila Prabhupada.
感到深深的感恩Srila Prabhupada.
To the devotees.
感恩奉献者们。
To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
也会深深的感恩是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同友们。
Somehow, out of the many, you know, billions of people that walk this planet, that we, somehow or another, as unqualified as we may be, have gotten this very unique and rare chance to engage in the service of Krishna.
之所以会有深深的感恩之情，是因为我们越来越多的会明白，在这个地球上有几十亿的人口，人类在行走，但不知怎么的，虽然说我们特别没有资格，但我们还是得到了这样罕有的、独一无二的修习 Krishna 智觉的机会。
And you know, if one is actually experiencing that, then one will want to distribute Krishna consciousness to other people.
如果一个人能够实际的体验到修习 Krishna 智觉的这种满足感和喜悦的话，也能够有这样的深深的感恩之情，他也就自然想要去把 Krishna 智觉派发给其他人了。
It was Prahlad Maharaj who said that he didn't want to go back to Godhead alone. He wanted to bring all of these, you know, fallen conditioned souls with him.
普拉德马哈拉吉祈祷说，他可不想独自一人回归灵性世界，他想把这里的受制约的灵魂都一起带走。
He couldn't bear to see their suffering.
他受不了看到受制约的灵魂在这里苦苦挣扎。
So he really extended himself and tried to give others Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，他主动的把自己就是打开自己，让伸出援手去帮助其他人。
And because he did extend himself to others, you know, the Lord was so pleased with his service.
也正是因为他伸出援手要去帮助其他人，所以主对他十分的满意，主很被他取悦。
And in fact, afterLord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, and Lord Nrisimhadev was so angry, and no one could pacify him except for Prahlad.
实际上，当主尼山帝杀掉 Hiranyakashipu 之后，他依然处在极其愤怒的状态中，当场没有任何人敢接近他，只有 Prahlad Maharaj 敢走近他。
So we should.You know, we should pray to have a drop of that same compassion that Prahlad Maharaj had.
所以我们也应该去祈祷哪怕能够有Prahlad Maharaj 的那种悲悯之心的一滴。
So that we can be as determined as he was, as committed as he was, as devoted as he was to the practice and also the sharing of Krishna consciousness.
祈祷有了这样的怜悯之心，我们也能够更加坚定不移地去修习 Krishna 智觉，分享 Krishna 智觉。
So thank you so much for your service and for being such a good example. And we pray that you will continue for many long years to serve the Lord and his devotees.
非常感谢您 Manju Krishna Dashi, 感谢您这么多年的出色的服务，也感谢您给奉献者们做出这么好的榜样。我们祈祷在接下来的时间里，你也能够做更多更好的关爱服务主和他的奉献者们。
So thank you so much, dear devotees, for tuning in and listening today.
亲爱的奉献者们，也感谢大家能够及时上线聆听今天早上的节目。
I'm sure that you have been able to mine some gems of wisdom and the application, the practice and the application of Krishna consciousness.
相信大家听了 Manju Krishna Dashi 的分享之后呢，也能够受到一些智慧的启迪，还有有关如何去运用 Krishna 智觉的知识，如何去实践，相信这方面大家也能够得到一些启示。
We pray that you will be able to assimilate this and apply it in your own lives.
是的，大家今天早上学到、听到的这些内容，能够进一步的进行消化吸收，也能够在自己的生活当中运用起来。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
China Yatra ki jai. Preaching is the essence ki jai.
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 Books are the basis ki jai.
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 And what else? Purity is the force ki jai.
纯粹是力量。
And utility is the principle, Gijai.
还有就是运用是原则，使用是原则。
So, we shall join you again in a week's time, Krishna willing.
那 Krishna 愿意的话，我们一周后同一时间再见。
Please take care and be well.
请大家多保重，照顾好自己。